We're now joined by head coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Girls. They had a tough loss last night. We're going to go on the side of safety here. We talked about the game last night because it was a tough ending for Tri-County. They ended up losing by one. There was kind of a late game whistle buzzer situation. They were trying to figure out what was first, and it went against Tri-County. So they end up losing by one. And I just told Coach off the air, I go, Coach, you know, the best thing about losing a tough game like that is at least it doesn't end your season. Girls got two home games here to get the ship righted going into districts.
Yeah. Our kids are, they're a resilient group, and they've worked really hard this year. And like I was telling you before, you know, after a tough loss, you're really upset. You feel like maybe a call didn't go the way that it should have. And then, you know, as we go up into the locker room, it was the kids last night that calmed us down and made us feel better. And so, you know, I think that's the great thing about our group is we just have such a great culture here. The kids work so hard, and the coaches and players care about each other, and the players care about the other players. It's just it's a great environment.
Do you match up pretty well with Winston? Is that just the sort of matchup that you think if you play him 10 times, it's probably a close game in the fourth quarter about 7 or 8 of those times?
Well, I'd like to think so. You know, we had a game earlier in the year that was fairly close, and they pulled away a little bit at the end. But, you know, I felt like last night the teams were very close. It was a competitive game. Both teams return everyone next year. So I think, you know, with especially the way things went and ended last night, and I think it'll make us look forward to next year playing each other because I think those will be some fun and exciting games, and the kids will be on both sides will be excited for it. So that's a good thing. Yeah.
It looks like if we go through the tournament up at Eagleville, you know, Wednesday was a tough one for you. It just looked like that you just couldn't score against East Harrison, and just a tough night all the way around for the Mustangs on Wednesday.
Yeah, they won the tournament obviously, so they were playing well last week. We thought that they played really well, and we didn't think we played very well. And when you get that combination against a good team, it usually goes bad for you. So after that night, that was probably the most frustrated that we've been as a team. No one left happy that night. Everyone was angry. But the great thing about our team was the next morning, all you come in and you got players saying hello to you, and everyone's talking again. And it just felt like we were ready to go practice and work hard that night, which we did. And then came out and probably played our best game of the year on Friday.
Yeah, would you do well against Newtown Harris Friday night, Coach?
I just think defensively we made everything difficult for them. You know, our press sometimes, you know, you don't if you don't work really hard, then you can get beat when you're a pressing team. And I thought on Friday night we just did everything right. We were rotating. We, you know, if someone got out of position, someone was always there to help. And then, you know, that's really become our identity this year. Pressing team works really hard on the defensive end. And I thought the other thing about that game was offensively, for the first time, we kind of came out and played like we do in practice. We were really unselfish. We were excited about the good passes. And everyone seemed less concerned about scoring and more what can we do as a team. And we really ran the floor well and executed our offense. And when I was watching film, I didn't feel like Newtown was playing that bad. It just looked like we were doing everything that we were supposed to be doing, and that's a pretty good feeling as a coach.
Oh, absolutely. So you come off the disappointing loss last night, but as I look at the schedule, Coach, it's probably a good thing that you don't have to come off of a game like that in practice. You get a home game against Grundy, and to me, that's one of the really good girls matchups, I think, tonight. Grundy's having an outstanding season. They come to your place. It's an opportunity for your girls. I know I'm going to be down in Cameron, and I'd like to be at both places because I think that one in Jamesport is going to have some intrigue to it.
Yeah, you know, I'd hope so. You know, you never know when you play back-to-back nights, and we're pressing team, and we had a girl out last night with the flu and stuff. So, you know, that's a concern is the depth. Can we turn around and do it again? But we have so much confidence in our team right now. I thought in the first quarter against Winston, we played at a level that I wasn't sure we'd be able to ever get to, and we were doing it. Our execution was so good in the first quarter, and then we had some issues with fouls and stuff in the second quarter that kind of got in our heads a little bit. And then, but you see that, and the potential that you think was there, now the expectations for me have been raised that we can be even better. So I expect us to come out and play really hard tonight. I know our girls are excited to get right back out there and try again. And, you know, we're just going to keep getting better and better as we go along.
Yeah, you know, Grundy, to me, they're kind of having like a really sneaky good season where you look at their record and I think it's in that 16-5, 17-5 category, something like that anyway. And,
yeah.
You know, what makes them good? Where have they taken a jump this year in your eyes?
Well, I think that, you know, they have some size and can create some matchup problems, and they're just a fundamentally sound team. They're so well coached, and they do the things that they do very well. They're going to make it tough if we have to set up our offense, and instead of getting points in transition, that will be difficult for us. So we got to do a good job getting out and running. And then, you know, they're good ball handlers too, so we have to be able to get a lot of pressure on them and create some turnovers that maybe they're not used to, and hopefully turn those into points.
Senior night on Thursday, Coach, against Hale. What are the challenges with the Cardinals?
Well, again, they're a team with size, and we're a smaller team, and so we have to, you know, kind of do the same things. We got to create some turnovers. Even though they're a really good team, we still have to be able to find a way to do that. And then offensively, we've got to get out and push the ball so that we're not trying to score over people in the paint that are, you know, a couple inches taller than us. You know, our guards are all about 5'2", and then we have maybe 5'6", and 5'8", in the post. So we've got to make sure that we do the things that will help us get easy shots, and we've got to be confident and play relaxed, and I think if we do that, we'll be okay.
Next week, districts, 7-team districts, so Southwest Livingston gets the 1 seed, and this is, give it a number, District 13. You don't have to travel too far, and this is actually Saturday, so one of those that starts on Saturday, you don't have to travel too far, it's down at Bramer.
Yeah.
And you got Hardin Central on Saturday. I've seen a little bit of the Lady Bulldogs over the years. Obviously a good team. They have the 3 seed. What do you know about them?
I know they're athletic, and they're going to work really hard. I know they've had they've beaten some good teams this year and really had a good season. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. But, we're pretty comfortable with who we are as a team right now, and we know our future is bright, and we're just going to work really hard to try to have a great finish to the season.
What?
We're not too worried about, you know, the seedings or the numbers. We're worried about, can we go out and do what we want to do each night? And if we do that, then we feel like we'll be all right.
You got Oric as a 2 seed in there. I don't know much about him, but I'm looking at an 18-2 record. So
I know they play a tough schedule.
Yeah,
so if you're 18-2 and you play the schedule that they do, you're probably pretty good. So, you know, I haven't seen them yet, but I expect them to be an excellent team.
Absolutely. So if it's not Southwest and Oric in the final on the 22nd, they're going to have to be an upset in that semifinal round. But what would, just a district victory for your young team, Coach, just for confidence sake, what would that mean for your program?
Well, I think any victory has been big for us this year. We've tried really hard to make sure that we celebrate every victory. They've been hard to come by. Our players know how hard it is to win games. And so every win is important. Every win is big. And I think any win, you know, the quality of teams that we're playing this week, 4 games this week, the quality of teams, any of those wins would be huge for us as we move forward. So, you know, we hope we can get a couple of them, and it would be great to get a district win. But right now we're just focused on how can we beat Grundy County.
You're probably looking at, you know, when you get to the off season, you're looking at, okay, our next step is to be an above 500 team. Yeah, you came close this year, and I think you're sitting there, what, about 3-4 games below 500 at this point?
Yeah, we're 9-13, I believe, right now. And, you know, we feel like that's a good goal for next year. We feel like we want to have a winning season. We want to compete in the conference. If you get a couple of breaks, maybe you can get a higher spot in the conference than you think. And then, you know, if we continue to improve the way that we have this year, then, you know, we're not going to set any limits on what we can do. We think we can compete with anyone next year.
Is it just not one thing that needs improving? Is it just, you know, kind of keep playing the game and getting just more, you know, more seasoned with the way you play the game? Is that the way you plan on getting better?
I think the biggest thing is we need to continue to work on shooting the ball. You know, repetitions is going to be big for us in the off season as far as shooting and ball handling. Our biggest weakness is our half court offense right now. We're pretty good in our press and our defense, and then transition The last two nights has been really good, and so if we could get a little bit better in the half court offense, I think that would go a long way in helping us reach our goals.
And I think I know what you're saying, because at the Class 1 level, I see it often that there's an uncomfortability in trying to handle the basketball or get your job done when you have somebody kind of, you know, in your area, and that happens in half court offense, obviously. So that's something that the girls just have to fight through, right?
Yeah. So a lot of our turnovers this year, it seems like, comes from when we try to force the ball in too early. It's rotating the ball from one side to another, getting into a flow and in the same rhythm that you can get into in transition. So just really moving the ball and making the easiest play, I think, is the key when you're in a half-court offense.
That is the head coach of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs, Jeremy Slaughter. They have three games coming up to finish up this week, including the district opener that's going to be 5 p.m. Saturday against Hardin Central from Bramer before here and there. Grundy are 5 tonight's and Hale on Thursday night, both in Jamesport. Thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck tonight against the Panthers.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.